Today's daf is daf Nun Vov, and we're starting on Nun Ham and Beis and Mishnah. There's a roaring. Shisha devarim asma shiricha. Ashrosha michu biyadan, v'ashrosha lo michu miyadan. Now the six things that Anshe Yericho did, we'll see later on, that all of them are basically kineged the way that the Rov of the Chachamim passed. Three of these things they actually took a stand to protest against what they were doing and tell them to stop. And three they accepted that okay, let them do it. We're not going to be moved. Ve'lo in shalom michu biyadan. The following are the things. That they weren't mochein, even though they held it was wrong. And here is the reason that it's nogea ar perek. Markivim de kalim kol hayom. They used to, the entire day of Erev Pesach, they used to continue to be markiv de kalim. We'll see exactly what that means. On this simple level, it sounds like they grafted parts of trees to other trees. Obviously, Anshe Yericho lived in the center of the Tamarim area, famous for their Yirat Tamarim. And they held that if they didn't continue to do this, this was the season, if they didn't continue to do it, so it would be avat. And since it was mutter on Chol HaMoed to do a dover avat, something that's going to be cause you irreplaceable loss. So they held that the difference between the level of the yield of a tree that they were marking, that they weren't marking, not to be marking was a loss. Furthermore, Korchim et Shema, they used to have a very short version of Shema, which we'll see what that means. And furthermore, Kotsrim v'gochin lifnei ha'omer, they would cut the grain and would also pile it up before the Hakrovas HaOmer, and of course you're not supposed to, at least if it's a place where you'll bring your grain, you'll beat up Richie. No, but then I won't be able to see your face. I'd like him, Shalom, to say, great, great, wonderful surprise. So they were not only Kotzer, but they were Godesh. And we'll see later on in Gemara that actually there was no Isser Kotzera at all. Because as we saw before, the grain that grows in Amakim, and certainly that includes Yericho, is not of a high quality that allows it to be brought. Oof. Wow, wee. Whoa, what today is a major day, I see. Not only. This wouldn't have anything to do with your coming later than usual. I thought that the what's Mikubal is to bring an apple under those circumstances. And they not only did the Getzira, which as I said, Lechora was mutter, but they also did a Gedisha. We'll see later on in the Gemara which one is the one that they're matkin on. Elusha Michu Biadam, the following, however, they put a stop to. They were Matir Gamzio Chel Hegdish. They used to have a lot of large trees. We'll see later on, it was essentially carob and sycamore. The reason that these trees ended up being Kodesh is because there was a lot of problem with lumber robbers. They would cut down large trees that were suitable for lumber. And they'd come in the middle of the night, and you'd come up, no more tree. So what they did was they were magdish the tree, the hegdish that should be owned by hegdish, in which case, robbery is one thing, but it would be over on the deal of hegdish, and then I'm not going to do already. I don't start up with God, I only start up with my neighbor. Okay, but now the problem was, but this was already years, this went on for decades, the trees had been moved, those who had been magdish were not even alive any longer. The trees were growing, and they kept branching, obviously. They held that the branches were mutter, so they would cut off the new branches, and they would use them. And meanwhile, the original tree that had been moved, they treated, of course, with the respect due to a headless tree. We'll see with what the problems are in the Gemara, the Halacha. In any event, the Chachamim said you're not allowed to take Gidulim of Hegdesh. Gidulim of Hegdesh are also Hegdesh, and therefore you mustn't touch the Gamziot. V'ocholin mitachat nisharim b'shabbat. Now they also created a situation, and we'll see why they did this, in which people would eat fruit that had fallen without being able to see whether that had fallen b'dafka before Shabbos or not. Actually, all of this was done in order to provide for the poor. They wanted to have people to have access to their fields and to take things. The notnim peah liyerek, which was another thing they did for the poor, even though you're put from peah, they took peah and left it in the edges of vegetable growth so that the aniyim would take from it, which is terrible, because if they take from it, they don't take off trumas amaisus, because peah is entirely trumas amaisus, which means that they were makshil the aniyim to eat tevel. So we'll see why they were semech on a chiyuv of peah. Each one of these things was not just the hefkeris that they didn't know what they were doing. They had a very clear opinion, which was nogea l'halacha, but I'm paskin like them, and we're bringing this over here in terms of the yudalit. One of the things that they did was all day on the 14th, they would be matir to do hakavat dekalim. Similarly, we find, Tana Rabbanan, shisha dvarim asah Chizkiyo HaMelech. There were six things that Chizkiyo HaMelech did. Three of them the Chachamim approved of ex post facto. Three of them they didn't approve of. Yirat Smot Aviv, Hamitashel Chavalim. He did something very drastic when Ochoz died, instead of giving him a royal funeral, he gave him basically a funeral that was roy for a pauper, had him dragged around instead of on a beautiful coffin on a mita that was made of the cheapest kind of string, rope, in order to show people that he was a Russian, didn't deserve the chashivas of Malchus, didn't bury him in the burial grounds of the Malachim, this is a fresh in the Pasuk, but he wasn't buried in the Kivrei HaMalachim. And even though this is a vicious pegam in Kvod Aviv, because after all it's supposed to be Mechabit, a parent even after his death, but over here, in order to teach people that there's no reward for, I don't care who you are, there's no reward for Rishut, he did this in a Chachamim Ramayda. He takes Nachash and a Choshet. He also did something else drastic, in that he ground up the Nachash and a Choshet that Moshe Rabbeinu had made, which had been right over there as a sin in the Dairis with the Oren and everything. He ground the whole thing up. Because it says in the Pasuk, Ki Ad Yamav Vayu Yisro Mekatrim Lo Vayit Rol Nechushtan, they turned it into an Avodah Zorah, because since it had served as a refuah, they viewed it as some type of magic. And he got rid of that. And Hodulo, they said that was a good idea. Ganaz Sefer Refuot, Hodulo. There was also a Sefer Refuot. Most of the Mefarshim learned that the Sefer Refuot was a Sefer that was written by Shlomo, perhaps even earlier, that contained in it ways in which you could cure any illness, and therefore people would not do teshuva when they got ill. So he decided, why should we let them get away with it? Let's get rid of the refuahs, and that way they'll learn to do teshuva and have a little real bitachon. You can imagine the Rambam's response to that chat, the classic Rambam. These idiots. I suppose they would also feel that if somebody is very hungry, you shouldn't give him to eat, because you're definitely going to cure his hunger. And why would we want to cure somebody of his hunger? Let him learn to pray to God. What kind of stupidity? I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable. There's no Indian you're supposed to be merapis something because it's your business that he should do tshuva instead of going to the doctor. You got to be insane. Rashi ends up with this pshat. But, I mean, he really goes to town. He does not like this pshat at all. And he learns that the Indian of the Sefer Refuot is that the Refuot were basically magical incantations in astrology, which is awesome. That had been written originally because it's a chiyuv to know the dinim of magic and astrology in order to pass investments. You're allowed to learn, but you're not allowed to practice. And people started practicing these crazy things. And because of that, he felt you had to get rid of the books, what you need to tempt them for. But that's to show them to get rid of a serious and useful medical book, you got to be crazy. Amazing, actually. So consistent, the approach. So those were the three things that they said he did correctly. There were three things that they didn't like that he did. The doors of the Heichal had been covered with gold, and he cut off the gold and sent it to Ashur as tribute in order to prevent an invasion from Ashur. That they didn't accept, and they held that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said V'ganoti ala Yirazot, he should have relied on that, and you don't need to do that type of ishkavos to buy off the Melech Ashur. Another thing that he did for the same reason, and the same reason they didn't agree to, Satan me gichon ha'elyon v'lo hodulo. He also took, where's Barnea when we need him? I mean, this is totally Barnea's neighborhood, huh? So he sealed the gichon, which you can actually finally get to completely, just uncover the entire waterworks. My mom showed over the past few months, you could finally get there and see what he did. And it's a major waterworks, in which the entire Gichon was shunted aside in order to get it underneath the Chomat Yerushalayim to prevent invading forces from using it. But this caused a major dislocation of agriculture and so on around Yerushalayim. And because of that, when you have to go Ad Kedei Kach, Kadosh Baruch Hu again told you, you can rely. And so that is a major, major question. That has to do very much with the whole issue of Sonson al Anes and Sonson al Nevitov and Shem Yigram HaFeit and all the issues of Ishtadlut versus your Haftachot from Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for some reason they held he was wrong, even though on the surface it would certainly seem that's an extremely rational thing to do. The other thing that he did was Iber Nisan B'Nisan V'lo Hodulo. They were having a problem with Korban Pesach because of the Tumas HaKohanim, and it was the 30th day of Adar. It had not been turned into Nisan. So he held better than making Pesach Sheni and so on would be to call today Adar Sheni instead of calling it Nisan, because they hadn't done the Kiddush HaKodesh yet. Because of that, he ended up adding a month. But you're not allowed to add a month if the day could already have been Nisan. If it had been the 29th, that would have been fine. But you can't do it once it was already Mubar. Because of that, they viewed him as, he made Nisan into Adar. That's crazy. You can't do that. Okay, obviously that's not literally what he did. But lo hudulo, they didn't accept that. And because of that, we find terrible criticism of him in the Pasuk, that he made a Pesach, Shabbat Lilipo. He made the whole thing up as if he made it. Turns out to be a very specific halacha as to whether you can be Ma'abar HaKodesh before the Kriyat Shem of the Kodesh and Bezda. It's a classic kind of thing in which a subtlety becomes a black and white issue, and the Torah, look, this is the bottom line. We don't talk about subtlety. People get confused by subtlety, so let's say it like it is. Markivim de Kalim Kalayom. What exactly does that mean? What was so important? I mean, to say that it means literally harkava doesn't make sense, because that's not generally what's done with dekalim. You don't use old stumps of dekalim to make new dekalim or anything like that. Why would we be markiv dekalim? So it's obviously a borrowed term, hefi of it. So what did they used to do in Yericho to help along a dekel's yield? Om Rav Yehuda, maite asad dara v'shichra de dafna v'kimcha de sari de rabba v'mana de lochafi al-yabar yuma. What they did was they took fresh hadas that had grown along a garden, and they took sheikhar that was made out of dafna. How do you say dafna in, No, it's the spice. Okay. And kimcha desara, and then he would use kemach, a fresh sa'orim, that had been kept in a container that was less than 40 days old from picking. Martichilu, you would cook that up, and shorilu ladikla belibe, you would put that directly into the heart of the palm. And boy, this palm really went to town. Oh, man. If there was any other palm within 4 amas, it immediately curled up and died. Because the palm that you did this to would suck away all of the nerve. I mean, this was palm Viagra ultimate. The ultimate. So anything in the area was completely absorbed by this palm. And kol dekoy biharba amas today, lo avdelei hoki, if you didn't take care of every other tree in that area, boom, savile alter. It just dropped dead on the spot. Rav Acha Berei de Rava gives a much more prosaic explanation. He says what they did was manche kufra dichel nugvata. What we're talking about in harkava over here, one pshat, the simplest pshat is that it really is harkava. But what the words mean is that you take a fresh branch which is male to a female. So if Rashi's first pshat is that this is referring to normal harkava, we call the inserted shoot male because it's male, and the tree, which is the Beit Kibul, is the female, so to speak. So we call a socket and a plug male and a female. But the other shot is that it's literally male and female. That if you have a sterile tree, then what you want to do is you want to actually, instead of simply pollinating it, what they would do was they would actually take a shoot of a male dekel, plug it into the female dekel, and that way it would self-pollinate. So it was much more fertile. No, it's only because they were doing it on the 14th day of Nisan all day long. Even though we said everybody's not allowed to do malacha, but they did it even after Chatzos. Yeah. So in other words, they held because, as I said, they held it was a dover of it.
Didn't we see the male trail did kafniot?
Yeah, but that's when it's on its own. Sort of like people, you need to put them together with the other kind when you get terrors. But otherwise, it's no good.
They held it
was
Hefzibala or something?
Held it was a Dover Ava. Korchen and Shema. Now, I mean, normally, what exactly does that mean? Wrap up Shema, make it very fast. Shortened version of Shema. Echi Ovid, what did they do that was so terrible? The fact that you missed an opportunity to tell us about Yo's waterworks and Yericho. And I never in a million years would have dreamt that you could have been late today. It's just unbelievable. Echi Ovid, what did they do about Kriyat Shema? It was absolutely terrible. They would go ahead and they would read Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and they didn't make any break. What kind of break are they supposed to make inside? This isn't clear. Tosus learns Lo Yom Afsikim means when they said Shema Yisrael, they said it together with Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem, which sounds as if you're saying, God, listen to Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. So you're really supposed to make it clear. You're saying two separate issues. Shema Yisrael, I have the following statement to make. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You don't make that hafsik, so you change the entire meaning of what you're saying. That's Tosus's chat. Rashi says Lo Yom Afsikim between the end of the first pasuk and the word v'ahavta. So it sounds like that v'ahavta is not a tzivui, it's part of the statement. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is a statement, a proclamation. So if you put it together, it's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad v'ahavta. Whereas like this, the v'ahavtah turns out to be a separate mitzvah, which is what it is. I make a statement. That's followed by v'ahavtah Hashem Elokecha, which is now at Sivu, not part of what I'm proclaiming. So Mamela, you destroy the nature of the Shema by doing that. We'll see other elements and other approaches to come. Rav Amar, mafsikim hayu. That wasn't the problem. The problem was that they didn't stop when they were supposed to separate between words, like they would say, hayu advarim ha'elo, hayom al levavecha, instead of hayom al levavecha. So in other words, because that's mahashma, hayom al levavecha, lo machar al levavecha. So that this is something that's only nogea olam hazeh, perhaps, not olam, whatever it means, but it certainly is against the meaning of the pasuk. So they weren't careful, basically, in how it is that they said b'shma. Tana rabbanan ketzal yu kochinat shma. We have an interesting braita that says Krichat Shema was Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad v'lo hayu mafsikim. The Rebbe Meir again, whatever pshat we say now. Rebbe Yudah mafsikim hayu ala shelo hayu omrim brach shem kvod malchuto li'olam va'ed. They wouldn't say that pasuk because what the heck are we saying that pasuk for? It doesn't appear in the Torah. What was that? Inject our own psukim. It's crazy. So how can we do that actually? When I think I'm thinking of it, I'm on my time. I'm real. Why do we say that? The Darish Rav Shimon ben Lucky. Yomer Rav Shimon ben Lucky. Vayikra Yaakov v'anav. Says that Yaakov called his children Vayomer heyasvu ve'agid elachem. So he was about to tell them about Achrit Hayomim. Instead, he starts talking about other things. So bikesh Yaakov legalot v'anav ketz hayomim. So he was going to tell, this is not to be understood as Ketz HaYamin, the end of days. Ketz HaYamin is how long is God going to keep his hand behind his back? Yamin, his right hand. So the time when finally he'll come out punching. That's what Ketz HaYamin. That's definitely
a modern political look at that. You know, building his
car close to the chest.
No, he literally puts his hand behind his back. He never fights.
He's going to come out swinging.
Right? Yeah, exactly. When are you going to come out swinging? Like, enough. Thousands of years you're waiting here for the entire world to go to hell, and then all of a sudden, you've got to come out swinging here. Nothing's going to happen. So this is the Ketz HaYamin, the time in which we stop keeping Yamino La'achorav. And this is a Loshem in the Posik. It's the Hashim Yamino La'achor Mipnei Oyev. That's the way we refer to it. So therefore, when we talk about Ketz HaYamin, we're referring, in fact, Mipnei Oyev.
Yeah. The sounds like at least there's a reason here. They had a savor for what they were doing. The other ones earlier just sound like
Bedavka. No.
They had a reason why they didn't pause and things like that.
You mean the ones about Shema Bichlam?
Yes.
Oh, that could be. I don't know. That's an interesting point. I don't know what this far was. You're absolutely right.
So all the other ones seem to say.
No. You're right. I don't know. It must be that it was. I don't know what this far was. So that's the chat that he was about to tell them all about. So he said, Shema Chas V'Shalom. There must be a reason why the Shekhinah suddenly disappeared. Apparently, one of you guys is no good. Who is it? I mean, look, it happened to Avram. I mean, Avram had a Yishmael. Avi Yitzchak, my father, had an Esav. One of you guys. Amulobanav Shema Yisrael. This was the first time they said to him, addressing him as Yisrael, listen here, Yisrael. Hashem lekin Hashem echad. Kishen shein bilib chayala echad kachem bilib benu alecha. Don't give us that stuff. So bota shah patach Yaakov avinu v'amar, baruch shem kivud malchut olam v'ed. So the Rabbonin said, Eichi Navi. So what should we do? Nam rinu, should we say it when we say Kriyat Shema? Lo amro Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave the actual Shema, he didn't say anything about baruch shem kivud malchut olam v'ed. Lo nam ruhu. Yaakov Avinu said it. How could we not say it? Tell you what we'll do. It kinner shiom rimoto, but b'chashay. We'll make it clear that that's not the Shema of Moshe, but on the other hand, it's an important response. Mashal bat melech shehiricha tzike kedera. This is a terrible thing. It was a princess who had a nanny who was making some soul food. What do they call chitlins. So she smells chitlins. But it's the same idea. It's the meat that's stuck on the bottom of it. So, I mean, it's not even right that she should be attracted. I mean, at her level of connoisseurship of good food, what she all of a sudden, she wants a McDonald's sandwich. So what do we do? Imto Mars, if she admits this is what she wants, Yeshua Gnai, people are going to say, well, you're a princess. On the other hand, Lo Tomar, Yeshua Tzar. If she doesn't say, she's going crazy. She needs it. What's she going to do? Yitchilo Avadeh Ala Evila Bechashay. So they started smuggling in McDonald's sandwiches before she would go into the fancy state dinners. So too. What can you do? You can't admit to Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Ve'ed. But on the other hand, you can't do without it. So we'll smuggle it in. This is one of the fundamental Kabbalistic texts, this Gemara, about the nature of the relationship to the Midah of Malchus, the Rabbanish world was only with. That's the equivalent of shitlins, basically. It's a solution that is fundamentally built of emergent properties that seem to be so distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that to call to ask for it openly is a bizarre. unless there's clearly a complete vertical integration of the midos, which only comes out in Olam HaBa, Yom HaKippurim, and so on. But this is the idea that we view that as low class. Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own metzias, and this is essentially all of the elements of Seyda Emunah, the Ze'er Anpin, the small face, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for you. Okay, so I mean, the Chazal have done an awful lot with this mashal, which doesn't even seem to hold up according to the chat. It's very hard to see what the mashal is supposed to mean in terms of the... Why are we making it into something that's a gnai? Why would it be a gnai? In the pshat, the mashal doesn't work very well.
Why is it a gnai?
Fine, but if Chazal are cluing you into the fact that there's something meguna about a discussion of Malchus Shemayim in the direct location of Hashem Echad. It's obvious what that is, if you think about it. That Hashem Echad calls, basically, for the original simplicity of the nature of pure existence. That's the Amotzu Rishon, so it's primal. Whereas Malchus Shemayim is completely emergent from elements within the world, and therefore is the exact opposite. One of them seems to be a function of the outgrowth of what we see as reality, the other one is the source of reality. Put the two together, it seems absurd. L'maisa, that's the whole point of Emunas Yisrael. And it lies in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's what you're saying. If I'm going to ultimately make Hashem Echad, that means Hu Echad Shema Echad, what Gemara talked about earlier. But now it's not Shema Echad. It was the whole question that we had before. Okay, so this relates to that issue. It's why it's really brought the same areas. Oh, we got a whole piece of the shear last night.
Is that like the
Amel? Yeah, that's part of it. It's part of it. It's much deeper than that. But it's the deeper meaning of Amel of the Lohan. It's the deepest meaning of it. It's that the Melech doesn't exist without the Lohan. It's not that he doesn't have
there
a good mouth.
There's no mouth with it.
Turn around, woman. Shishad varim asu anshei yirechu. Let's get back to the... Oh, sorry. Omer Rabavu, Hitkinu Shiomrim Oto Bekol Ram. You'll notice in a lot of places around here, they say it aloud. And that's Mipnei Tar Omet Haminim. That's because we had so many troubles with these Sadukim and so on. They were claiming, as often as a remiss to Christians, they were claiming that between the lines, the part that we weren't saying aloud was "Save us, O Lord Yashka," we and so on and so on. So no, we needed to say it aloud that people shouldn't think that we're saying something else. And but you know what? In Narda, there are no minim. So Ad Hashta, Arun Lebekashray, they're still saying it quietly. Turn around. All right, so let's go over it. Now, this is a brighter that's going to expand on the meaning of our Mishnah. Now, notice that over here it says Ketzira. In the Mishnah it said Kotzrim the Gochim, Yifnei HaOmer. Kotzrim Yifnei HaOmer is the thing that we made, Baratzen. Here we read that. Shaloberotzen is Gotshim Lifnei Omer, so split into two. Portzin Pirzot Beganotehem Upartotsehem, Lachil Nesher Laniim B'Shnei Batzoret, and B'Shabbatot Yomim Tov. And there are days in which the Aniim are going to have a difficult time. That's where it's now a year where there's Batzoret. It's very difficult to make a living. And you have Aniim that are not collecting money on Shabbos, Yantiv, and so on. So they left openings into their own personal gardens to allow Aniyim to come in and to eat. Take anything that you can find that fell off the tree. You're welcome to eat. Umatirn Gamziot Shel Hegdesh, which referred to the Gamziot of Charuv and Shikma. So Karab and Sycamore, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Omarlo Rabbi Yehuda. No, first of all, the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah says that the Shisha Ashlosha Michubi Adam, Ashlosha Lo Michubi Adam, doesn't say anything about Beretzon Chachamim. If it was Beretzon Chachamim, why doesn't that become normative behavior? These are still things that only Anshei Yericho did. You hold it, it's mutter. Hold it, Lem Chachamim. It's just passing like that. What are you telling me? People in Yericho did it. Do it. So clearly, if both of them, if one is Beretzon Chachamim, Yosin, Yekol Adem Osin Kem, why doesn't everybody do that? Ela Eil Ve'el Shoa Beretzon Chachamim. You have it all wrong. All six things were against the opinion of the Chachamim. The question was it Kedai to go out and make an all-out war against it? So three of them they were mocha, but this is not the Psak Halacha. And this is the way to say it, not like you said it. The following three things they didn't protest, even though they held they were wrong. Markivim de Kalim Kalayom, Korchin et Shema, Vikotzrim de Gochim, Lifnei HaOmer. So they weren't mocha on the Gedisha either. Elo Shem Michu Biadam. Matir Gamziot Shal Hegdesh Shal Charuv Shal Shikma, Portzun Piratzot Beganotehenu Partaseihem, Lechol Nesher La'aniim b'Shabbatot b'Yamim Tovim b'Shnei Batzoret, and notnim peyala yerek, and in all of these things, because kilkul is yotze from it, mihu b'Adam Chachamim, for these things, the Chachamim remeida. So now you're telling me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to be kotzer l'fnei Omer and Yericho, because he threw in kotzer in the gochim, in the things that the Chachamim don't hold of. Maybe they're not mocha, but they don't hold of it. I thought it was mutter to be kotzer. Yeah, it's not. Anshe Yericho, kotzerim l'fnei Omer, b'ratzon Chachamim. It says beferish, but the Chachamim said, you can harvest your grain in Yericho before the Omer. And Lamais, as we saw earlier, you only are prohibited from doing a katsira on grain that would be usable for the Minchas Omer. But if the grain itself is of poor quality, there's no issur of katsira. And we saw earlier as well that amakim is poor quality grain. That ain't made in amakim. So that means from Yericho you would never bring for the Omer. So why weren't they allowed to be katsir? And indeed the Braita says, you could be katsir in Yericho. There's no problem. So why does it say over here, gochim lifnei Omer shelo beratz HaChachamim? The Chachamim didn't like the idea, but only because of the gzeira, that they should go and they should put the grain up now already, after the katsira, in sheaves to make it easier to use. That makes it too easy for people to use for eating. You're not allowed to eat before the Omer. So do the katsira, but don't complete the process of making the sheaves until later. That was shelo beratz HaChachamim. However, even though it was shelo beratz HaChachamim, lo michu b'yadam Chachamim. They didn't make a big fuss over it. Now, well, we're getting there. Man shamet le'idyama michu velo michu. Now, who's the author of this braita? It's got to be Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Meir's approach, we didn't use the word of michu velo michu, we used the word hod or lo hod. So obviously it's Rabbi Yehuda who's saying this, and he himself is saying, kotzrim b'rtzon chachamim. So how does that work? How can you be kotzer? I thought he said lo michu b'yada, says the Gemara. I don't understand. And if you don't hold of that, you don't have a problem. Can you count? You have four things here. It said three things. If you say kotzrim l'gochim, from what I heard last, 1 + 1 + 2 = 4, not 3. So obviously something's wrong with your girsa. So apparently kotzrim is a mistake. No matter how you learn, you don't have to come to me. Elasamimikan ktsira. Forget about the braita. It's obvious there's a mistake here. Ktsira, indeed, was thrown in because of the way the Rebbe Meir had constructed the two michu, the baratza and shalom baratza. And okinami, according to Rebbe Yehuda, what's the problem in ktsira? It should only say gedisha, which can negate the baratza kachomim. Nonetheless, lo michu. Umatirin gam ziot shal hegde shal charuv v'shal shikma. Why did they say you were allowed to use the offshoots of these large lumber trees? Amru. Avotenu lo yigdishu ela korot. Look, all they were interested in doing was protecting the tree. They gave the body of the tree, which was the korot, that was the lumber that you could get off of the tree, to hegdish. But we'll be matir now, the soft growth, we'll cut that off, use it, of hegdish and chruv and shikma. And the machlokis with the kachomim is the overall machlokis about gidulin haba'in la'achar mikan askinam, where a tree or something continues to grow after its original hegdish. They held like the Bandi Omer who says, if you utilize growth post the hegdish, you're not going to be mail the hegdish. The rabbanon say, even if you hold that, there may not be mi'ilah, but there's certainly an iser, it belongs to hegdish. So, you know, but here the question is the mechanism. Why is it that there's no mi'ilah? That actually really is part of the question. This is my focus. We've shown him why there would be no mi'ilah. So the Rashbam learns the meaning of no mi'ilah is because when you give something to hegdish, the hegdish is not zoche in the perot of that thing. You're giving only the principle. You're keeping the rights for you. This is, if that was the case, it's a question of whether kalamakdish, but ba'in yotha, makdish, lo ba'in yotha, but if it's done in that fashion, which was the case over here because it's only to protect the korovs, if it's done in that fashion, so then hegdish is never zocha to the growth. Ramban has a beautiful approach, which is completely different. He says, obviously, if it's kinyan aguf, then you have a right to the growth, and it's owned by hegdish. However, he has a tremendous kiddush that me'ila is not the din in the Torah of that which is owned by hegdish. Me'ila is a violation of the neder that made something hegdish. Which is why when you violate your own neder, say you're asked something to somebody else, so he can be over on me'ila, according to one sheet. If I ask you, ba'an lo. So it's clearly a din in the Dorim, not a din in hegdish. So those things, say the Ramban, that you were magdish b'peh, you're going to violate that neder of kiddush of the hegdish, and you're going to be over on me'ila. The things that are memela hegdish, because they grew in hegdish, you're not chayav on me'ila, even though they're 100% hegdish. You're stealing from hegdish, but there's no me'ila. So therefore, the rabbanon are saying, look, you're still going to be over. You're just not going to be over on me'ila. You didn't have the right to take it. So even though the me'ila leka is surim yet,
the offspring of a sheep has been mutter?
Same thing. Uporzin perazo. Yeah, this is a very complex subject because it has to do with what your das is originally, and it has to do with the Kenyan payers would be kicking out to a footy to be makalik between sons. Not really our subject with this, or the passing through Agav, the dinner of the 14th. Uporzin perazot, omar ulam rechimen ben lokish machloket bishel machbedot. The question over here is the fruit that fell, as we saw yesterday, we're talking about benashitzin and benakipin, so the machpedot, which are the tamarim at the top, which are like machpedot, like brooms, very close to each other, you have a lot of clustered, you have clustered dates. So over there, when a date falls off of the tree, it's trapped by the, you know, you've seen them, yeah, cluster like, so they get caught. So over there, in order for the aniyim to get those dates, they would have to climb the tree. But the Rabbana made a gzeir against climbing trees because of the chash that you may end up actually taking something from the tree as a gum, which is this derisa. So we're afraid that you'll be toilish, you'll be over on an amalach. So that was the problem. The Rabbana tzavi gazvin and shema yalev yitlosh. I'm not worried that the aniyim are going to come to be over on climbing up the tree and being toilish of fruit. There's nothing wrong with taking a fruit from lower areas. Over there, we don't have to climb on the tree itself. There's no use in removing a fruit that was caught in a tree. By the way, you'll remember that this was a whole question that we had back in Shabbat about whether you're allowed to put your Erev on the tree, whether there's an issue of removing the Erev from the tree, even when you have to climb on the tree. And there was Omar Klokas, I don't understand that. So there's no Geah here as well. Omar Rava says, Rava, will you forget about the tree for a minute? How can you take a fruit that might have fallen from the tree on Shabbat, which is Nolad? It's a Muktzah. I mean, before Shabbat, you couldn't have eaten it. You can't pull it off before it fell down. You can't pull it off. You're not thinking of having this fruit. So wouldn't there be whether it's on top of the tree, on the bottom of the tree, who cares? V'chit, Eman, maybe you'll say, no, it's not mukta, you see, because, v'chazu le'orvin, I mean, listen, if a guy is a falcon hunter, you know, he keeps these birds and keeps these birds for himself. So, I mean, certainly, if you have orvin, then you can you could let them eat it, have the fruit even from the tree. They pick off of the tree, so it isn't really mukta. That's not going to help you. Ashta buchan la adam lo havi buchan meklavim. But that's actually even worse. So, if something which is meant to be eaten by an adam, and now I want to use it for dog food, you'll say the very fact that it's buchan, I certainly didn't intend for my animal to drop dead and use it as dog food. But I mean, there's always that possibility. But the fact that I have in mind that it's going to be used for me means that that use is not the use. So you can tell me the other way around is the use. I have in mind that the birds can get this, my birds, the ones that I keep in my rishos. So therefore, if it falls, therefore I should be able to get it. I mean, you would think that a mukhan la'adam is the broadest possible use. If I want to use it to eat, and now it turns out to be an avail, it's a kosher gain, I can feed it to my dog, but I can't. But the other way around, I can't. The bird was going to use it, which is not, it was a very limited use. And now, since the bird could have used it, now it fell. So that's as if it was mukhan to me. How the homer that it wasn't mukhan to me. How could it not be mukhan? If the animal hadn't died before Shabbat, the fact that if it had died, it would have been used for dog food, but that wasn't its purpose. You're going to tell me mukhan or vim avi mukhan la adam? Omarle, absolutely. That's exactly what I will tell you because your logic is inverted. Mukhan la adam lo havi mukhan la klavim. The reason that the live animal is not considered to be set aside for dog food is precisely because why in the world would I take a perfectly good animal and make it dog food? So the very fact that it's usable by me means that I don't want it to be dog food. So when it becomes an avela now, that's a violation of my sense of. I said the last part. Lo havi mukhan la klavim because it is Roman katzel midaiti. Anything that is usable for a person, he doesn't put out of his head. But mukhan la arvim, the fact that they could eat it today, that remains mukhan la adam because since it has a possible use. As a possible use for an adam in a case where it would fall, so why should I be makatsed away from that? I don't know. I keep that option open all the time. Anything that's usable for a human should remain possibly usable for a human. So I'm not only being miyakadit for arvin. So they know that it's mukhan for the adam at all times. Comes along now, Rovin, who quotes Rish Lakish, that there's certainly not the way Ula quoted Rish Lakish, that the Machlokas was about whether there's a problem of Ali on the Machbedot. Everybody's moda that it's usher to be Ula on the Ilan. The only thing that Anshe Yericho were giving was the parts that are already fallen on the lower part of the tree. We wouldn't have to be oil of ilan. And indeed, the machlokas is lagabi this shaila of whether muchan la'adam is considered muchan la'arvin is considered muchan la'adam or not. If it's mukta, lohodulam chachamim. If it's not mukta, then they're right. And the chachamim said they were wrong. They were moch. The notanim peyal yerek, and not only that, they went ahead and they would leave peyal yerek. They were very kind people. They wanted the aniyim to be able to eat even from yerakot, but they ended up feeding them tavolim by giving them. How could they do such a thing? Ask the Gemara. To refer to Mishnah, surely they knew the Mishnah. Let lulam sheyericho. Don't people in yericho know? Oh, it's not the Mishnah in peyah. Kalal amru bepeyah. Kol shehu ochel v'nishmar v'gidulo min haaretz ulekitato keachat umaknisol lekiyum is chayev bepeyah. Now let me explain that Mishnah to you. Says the Gemara. Kol shehu ochel. It has to be essentially a foodstuff, not things that are used basically for dyes. Even though you may be able to eat it in a pinch and ignore its bitterness or its poisonous element. So satis or kutza is not considered to be ochel. It's considered to be a dye, and therefore you don't take now peyah from it. Secondly, it has to be nishmar. Nishmar means it can't be hefker. So even if you pick it now in the field, there's no chiyuv. Pay on it, take the whole thing for yourself. Gidulo min haaretz. It has to grow from the ground. That excludes any type of fungi. Kibayim, pitriot, are not chayav in peyah. If you're a mushroom farmer, there's no peyah problem. Likitatan ke'achat. Furthermore, the next tanai is, they have to be picked all at one time. That means they have a single season. Prat l'teinim. Figs don't have a point at which you pick them. Every day you come out and there's a fig that wasn't there the day before and you pick that fig that day. That's the kayats. The whole kayats. Machniso l'kiyum, and the part about the tanai of machniso l'kiyum means it has to be long-term storageable, which excludes vegetables. What are you going to do? You'll put cucumbers into storage and you'll be left with, huh? Pickle. Whatever my cucumber. No? Pickle. You'll be left with nothing. So therefore, pratli yerek. So how could they give yerek, pay it on yerek, when yerek is not chayiv according to the Mishnah? They couldn't be ignorant. I'm going to be an amaral. The only thing we're talking about over here is beroshe lefatotaskin. We're talking about turnip heads. Now that turnip business, you pick a turnip, and you've got now, as long as you keep the root there, you keep it forever. I mean, you can store those things, right? And so they held that that's called machnisa l'kiyum. So they were talking about roshe lefatot umachnisa l'kiyum al yedei davar acher. You can keep it, but you can't really keep the buds and the leaf. You can only keep the root if it's together with the root. So then it's considered to be machnisa l'kiyum. But that's the shaila. Is something which on its own can't be stored, is that called machnisa l'kiyum? So that was the machlokes. Marsover machnisa l'kiyum al yedei davar acher shmei kiyum. So the Anshei Richo held, because ultimately we can store this, so that's chayav and peyah. Whereas the Chachamim held, marsover lo shmei kiyum. It has to be storable on its own, not with tricks to leave it connected to the parts that you're not going to eat anyway. That's not called machnisa l'kiyum. So memela, they held that they were feeding the aniyim all very nicely, give them peyah. But if they wanted to do that, they better have taken off meiser beforehand and pretended, because otherwise they were giving them tevel. Shisha dvarim asur anshei yirichal shloshim, michu biyadam anshei shalom, michu biyadam anshei shalom, michu biyadam anshei shalom. Markin and the kalim kalayam v'korchin et shma v'kotz v'goshin v'nei ha'omer. Be'elu shemichu li'adam matirin gamziot shalak tishvoruch min mitachat ha'nishanim b'shabbat. V'notim pe'el ha'yerek michu li'adam ha'chachamim. Tana rabban ha'shish ha'dvar ha'masach hizkiyo ha'malach ha'shlosha ho'du lo v'ha'shlosha lo ho'du lo gira ratzmot aviv ha'mitash ha'chavalim ho'du lo. Kitet nachash ha'nechoshet ho'du lo. Gamaz sefer refuot ho'du lo. Yashusha lo hudu lo, kitzetz daltor shelecha v'shigran l'melech Ashur v'lo hudu lo, satan mei gichon ha'oyon v'lo hudu lo, iber nisan b'nisan v'lo hudu lo. Markiv and Nikolin Kolayom Echiyav, the Yom Rebbe Yehuda, mai te'as adara v'shichu d'adavta v'kimcha d'sari, d'romi b'moni lo chafi l'arba yuma, umartiv lo v'shadu lo d'dik lo v'livei, v'kod d'koy v'yar v'amas today, lo abdi lo achi, tzavu li'alti. Ravach of Red Ravama, Manchi Kupra, the Dirkul of Nukvata, Korkin, it's my Echiadi, I'm revealing Shmai, so I'm going to send a volume of Siki. Ravama, but Sikin on you, I'll show you all in Ayom Alababecha, the Mashma, Ayom Alababecha, Alomacha, Alababecha. Turn around and Kate said, you Korkin, it's my Shmai, so I'm going to send a volume of Sikin, the very dear. Review on them, but Sikin on you, I'll show you all in Baruch Shinkwan, Makotol on bed, but not my time army, and not. No way. אמרו כשם שאין בלבכם אחד כך אין בלבנו על אחד באותה שעה פתח יעקב אבינו ואמר ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד אמרו רבונן איך ינבי נאמרו לא אמרו משה רבנו לא נאמרו אמר יעקב התקינו שאמרו אומרים אותו בחשאי אמר יצחק גם מדבר רבי עמי משל בת מלך שהריח הציקי כדירה אם תאמר יש לה גנאי לא תאמר יש לה צער התחילו עבדה להביא לה בחשאי אמר רבי אבו התקינו שאומרים אותו בקורם מפני תרעומת המיני ובנהר דער דלק המינים עד האשרה אמר לה בחשאי תנו רב אנשי שדור עם עשו אנשי הריחה שלוש ברצון חכמים ושלוש שלא ברצון חכמים ואילו ברצון חכמים מרכיבים לקולם כל היום וכל כנשמע וכך לפני עומר ואילו שלא ברצון חכמים גוד שלפיהם ופורצים פרצות בגנותיהם ופרצותיהם להכיל נשר לעניים בשני בצורת בשבתות וימים טובים ומתרים גם זאת של הקדש של חרוב ושל שקמה דבר ומהר אמר רבי יהודה the way you have it that it's ברצון חכמים why doesn't everybody do that? So you see כל אדם כך אלא אילו ואילו שלא ברצון חכמים היו The point is, בשלושה מיכו ביאדם, על שלושה לא מיכו ביאדם, ואילו שלא מיכו ביאדם. מרכיבים בקולן כל היום בקורך הנשמע בקורץ בגודש ובני עומר. ואילו שמיכו ביאדם, מתאים גם זאת שלה כשחרו ושל שקמה, ופורצים פרצות בגנותיהם ופרסיהם להאכיל נשר לעניים בשבתות וימים טובים, בשני בצורת, ונותנים פה על הירק. ודוס תרים מיכו ביאדם חכמים. What? סובר ידע קציר שלא ברצון חכמים. ועצנן עד שיריחו קוצרים לפני העומר ברצון חכמים. It's just קודשים לפני העומר שלא ברצון חכמים ולא מיכו ביאדם חכמים. Now, מען שמת לגמרי מיכו ולא מיכו is only רבי יהודה because according to רבי מאיר, the גרסה is הודו. וקטני קוצרים, it's just ברצון חכמים. ולתיימר, אני ארבעה הווה, if you know how to count, אלא שמי מכאן קצירה, it only said גדישה. מתירן גם זיות של ההקדש של חרוב ושל שקמה אמרו, הסבור רבים אבותינו לא הקדישו אלא קורות ואנו נתיר גם זיות של ההקדש של חרוב ושל שקמה What were they arguing about? בגידולין הבאים לאחר מכאן הסכינה סברי לא כמדי אומר אין מעילה בגידולין רבונת סברי והיד מעילה לקה איסור המיה איקה ופורצים פרצות אומר ולא אומר משום אם אין לא כשמח לא כפשל מחבדות רבונת סברי גזרינת שמה יעלה ויתלוש ועד שיריחו סברי לא גזרינת שמה יעלה ויתלוש אבל בשל בין הקיפין דברי הכל מותר אומר לי רבו, what about מוקצה? או מוקצה נינו וחיתם אוהל דחוזי לא עורבים זו חשת מוכן לאדם לא אבי מוכן לכלובים תצרן רבי ידע אומר לא הייתה נבילה מערב שבת עשרות לפי שאין אמן המוכן you're going to tell me that מוכן לא עורבים is מוכן לאדם? אומר לי, that's exactly what I'm going to tell you מוכן לאדם לא אבי מוכן לכלבים דקול מידי דחזי לאיני שלא מקצה למידייטה whereas מוכן לא עורבים אבי מוכן לאדם because כל מידי דחזי לאיני שדייטה אלוהים כי יותר רבין אומר רב שמעון בן לקיש מחלוקת בשל בין הקיפין דרבנן סברי מוכן לא עורבים לא אבי מוכן לאדם ואנשי יריחו סברי מוכן לא עורבים אבי מוכן לאדם אבל בשל מכבדות דברי הכל אסור גזרינת שמן יעלה ויתרוש נותנים פה לירק ולתלונן שיריחו עד עצנן כלל אמרו בפה הכל שהוא אוכל ונשבר וגידול למן הארץ ולכיתותו כאחת ומכניסו לקיום חייו ופה מיני כל שהוא אוכל פרט וכסת וסקוצה נשמר פרט ההפקר גידול למן הארץ פרט וכמנו פטריות לכיתתן כאחת פרט ותנים מכניסן לקיום פרט לירק פרמצייץ אמרו ידע אמרו They're only talking about Rashi lefatot askina. Makniso lekiyum ayedei davar acher is what the argument's about. Mar sava makniso lekiyum ayedei davar acher shmei kiyum. Umar sava lav shmei kiyum.